The environment, a world for the agents. We have seen that we can model individuals as agents. For instance, in the case of predator and prey, we can make detailed independent models for each inhabitant and then run a simulation and see what happens. But all of these agents need a world to live in. They need some kind of environment with which they can interact. It is true that in many models we say that agents can interact with other agents, but only if they are sufficiently close in some sense. And it is the environment which knows who can interact in the model. The environment can take many different forms. In a very detailed model, we could consider a 3D landscape. That would be very similar to what is implemented in many game engines. You could work off a geographical map. Very good if your focus is on real geographical data underlying the model. And a map could be either 2D or 3D, although we usually think in 2D. But such models are extremely detailed and require great care to implement. Very often we do something simple in fact as a chessboard. That gives rise to grids or rasters of discrete cells. All of these three examples are spatial. The agents move in some kind of space, defined by the landscape or the grid. But we can also imagine non-spatial models, for instance, a marketplace. In an economics model, the environment could be just a stock market. There is no space, there is no spatial extent. Agents just meet by having the opportunity to buy and sell in the same market. Grids is a very simple and flexible basis for modeling, so we are going to focus on grids. As I said, the chessboard is a world. You have 8x8, that is 64 locations. Each location is called a cell. And each of the cells can contain either 0 or 1 agent. This gives us a discrete space. Distance is always measured in integer units. You can move to a neighbor cell, you can never move a fraction of a cell. Now, I said a chessboard, but the raster or grid can have any size. We need to define the relationship between cells. That is important to define how far an agent can move or how far he can see. So on the chessboard, you have cells which are adjacent horizontally or vertically. So each cell has 4 neighbors. And the distance between 2 cells will be the number of edges you need to traverse to get from one cell to the next. It is optional whether you want to consider diagonal adjacency. That's something you have to define when you make your model. If you do, each cell will have 8 neighbors. There is, however, no reason why you wouldn't consider hexagonal grids like this, where each cell has 6 neighbors, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like a beehive. This makes for a more compact grid and, mathematically speaking, possibly more natural. A second key issue to consider is what happens when you reach the edge of your grid? So when you are in the center here, there is no question you'll form neighbors. But what happens if you sit here and try to go right? There are several options. Possibly the most common is the wraparound, which would mean that you would simply wrap around and enter the grid again from the left-hand side. There is the reflexive, which means that going right on the edge means going left instead. That's a reflexive. Finally, you have the cutoff. Considering an edge cell as a special case, difficult to implement because you have to treat the cell, the cells on the edges separately, but possibly the most natural. You can also map the grid on a sphere, like the Earth. There you have a natural wraparound because all your cells sit on the surface of a sphere. To summarize, the agents in an agent-based model need a world to live in. Such a world can be spatial, either a simple model using rasters or grids, or a detailed model using 3D landscapes or geographical maps. And they can also be non-spatial, as they would if you model a marketplace. This environment has to be implemented. Agents need to be able to interact with the environment, and even if two agents can interact directly in some implementations, it has to be the environment that decides who can interact with whom. Thank you.